Well, our Friday mornings would not be the same without this next gentleman. He brings the power hour after hour, looks as fresh as a sunflower and always sweet and never sour. Lindsay Carr, good morning. How are you, sir?
Well, good morning. Thank you. That's a pretty good intro. Your intros are always good, but that's I think that tops them.
Yeah.
Well, we really do.
I'm now going to give up. We've reached that higher level of attainment.
Don't go anymore. No, you can't.
Next week it's... Good morning, Lindsay.
Yeah, g'day.
Look, we've got plenty of time on the weekend and some great things happening, particularly if we love our French films.
My word, the French Film Festival for this year, it's on this weekend at the Tower Cinemas in King Street, Newcastle. Six films, comedy, drama and a children's adventure. It opens tonight with a French-style market in the foyer, followed by a documentary on the life of oceanographer Jacques Cousteau. Remember him?
I do remember him.
Yes, the festival finishes Sunday afternoon with afternoon tea served before the final film. And all films are in French, of course, with English subtitles. That's at the Tower Cinemas. And then we have Swanfest tomorrow on the shoreline of the Swansea Channel. That's Swansea's annual food and wine festival. Amusement rides and all a huge variety of Hunter Valley produce and lots of musical performances and dances, including a ukulele ensemble. So that'll be okay.
Loving the sound of that.
Yes, good, okay. You were waiting for a pun then, weren't you?
I was waiting for one.
Yes, you were. Sorry.
Lindsay always brings in a line or two, and I opened it up, gave her the opportunity.
Yes, and I could tell from your expression.
And
yes.
You just looked at me as if to say, you speak now.
Yeah.
All righty, we're off to the Civic Theatre as well.
Tomorrow night for the Doug Anthony All-Stars in a new show called Near Death Experience.
Oh.
So you get music, of course, and... irreverent comedy from Paul McDermott, Tim Ferguson and Paul Livingston. And they've been around, you know, since the 1980s with their gleefully tasteless shows.
Well,
We
do love a bit of irreverent humour, don't we, Lindsay?
Oh, yeah, well, with these blokes, you certainly get it. And, of course, they're all getting older, like the rest of it.
Well, see, that's the thing. Everybody may be getting older, except you and I.
Oh, you don't think so?
We're timeless. You and I are timeless.
Well, it's a good thing it's radio, then. They can't see us. But these all-stars are getting older. And this show is a cheeky reminder about death awaiting us all. So if you like some politically incorrect humour, tomorrow night, the Civic Theatre. This weekend at the Newcastle Museum, there's a display called Remembering the Pasha's Storm. It marks the forthcoming 10th anniversary of the devastating storm. And the display allows you to experience what it was like to be part of the rescue efforts via video images and virtual reality. You can see a display of the rescue gear, which was used, and also there's a memory wall where you can display your remembrances of the storm. That's at the Newcastle Museum. And on Sunday night, West's New Lambton has the Bootleg Beach Boys, an international group paying tribute to the surfing classics of the Beach Boys, especially their five-part harmony and the often unorthodox arrangements of the original band's leader, Brian Wilson. There you are.
What's your favourite Beach Boys song, Lindsay?
Oh, I don't know. I have to think about that. Maybe... California Girls.
Okay, that's
perhaps.
A good start.
Yes, what about yourself?
I don't mind that one.
Yes, yeah. Hawaii.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, oh, there are so many, aren't there?
Yeah.
Barbara Ann.
Well, you've come up with three, so thank you.
Yes, that's right, yes. Yeah, so there you are.
Lindsay, always a pleasure to have you with us. Lots of events around the Hunter this weekend, and we'll see if we can beef up that intro again for you next week.
Well, thank you very much, thank you.
As always, we enjoy having Lindsay Carr with us on a Friday morning, right here at 2NURFM 103.7.